You're listening to WITF. As the number of Latinos living in Pennsylvania grows, so does the demand for more Spanish-speaking doctors. WITF's Gabriela Martinez has more on a new study on Latino representation in healthcare jobs.
A recent national study from George Washington University found there's not a lot of Latino representation in health diagnosing and treating professions. For example, Mexican Americans represent 10.7% of the U.S. workforce, but only 1.7% of U.S. physicians. Maria Portela, a physician and one of the researchers on the study, says more Latino physicians could lead to better health outcomes.
There is a lot of data that shows that when there's patient-doctor concordance, meaning that they relate and they come either from a similar race or ethnicity, speak the same language, that patients are more likely to follow the advice of their doctor and to get preventive screening.
Health equity advocates point to one possible solution: empowering immigrants who move to the U.S. with experience from advanced medical careers. In order to practice medicine in the U.S., people from other countries have to take 3 standardized exams in English on basic science.
It may have been 4, 5, 20, 30 years since they studied this basic information. So it's tough to really have to find the time to study all of this information, train in another language, and then get a sufficiently high score to apply to a residency program.
Before Mayerling Enriquez immigrated to U.S. in 2021, she worked in general medicine and earned a specialized degree in anesthesiology. In Reading, she's working as a nurse's assistant. She says it's hard. For example, she has a friend in Ohio who graduated from her same medical program in the Dominican Republic, but is now working in a warehouse. But Enriquez is hoping to complete a program that will allow her to take the state's nursing exam. Gabriela Martinez, WITF News.